The failed car bombings in Britain pose the first major test of the new Prime Minister, Gordon Brown. Joining us now to discuss how Brown's administration is handling the situation is Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian newspaper. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Let's begin with Britain's Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, who was just appointed by Brown. Here's how a couple of her colleagues in Parliament reacted to her performance yesterday.
And may I say at this juncture that the Home Secretary has handled this entire affair to date with a calmness and dignity for which I congratulate her.
I think, for my part, that the very constructive voice, both of her and the Prime Minister, with a very, very firm eye to the future, and we obviously need to look at these things with an entirely different light, given some of the mistakes that have been made over the last 5 or 6 years on community matters.
There she was praised by both Conservatives and Liberals alike. Is that just the customary British politeness, or is she really doing such a great job?
Well, there's a bit of politeness going on there, but I think most people would nevertheless agree that she has made a very good opening impression. And that's partly because she has just managed to be very cool and calm and reassuring rather than ramping up the tension and aggravation. That's something certainly her predecessor did back in August of last year when there were terror alerts around Heathrow Airport. He came out saying this was the greatest threat to Britain since the Second World War and just succeeded in making everyone even more anxious than they otherwise would have been.
Let's turn now to the Prime Minister. Here's Gordon Brown addressing the nation on television over the weekend.
I want all British people to be vigilant, and I want them to support the police and all the authorities in the difficult decisions that they have to make. I know that the British people will stand together, united, resolute, and strong.
I have to say that's not exactly the polished charm and charisma that we're used to with Tony Blair. How has Gordon Brown been faring with all of this?
You're quite right. He doesn't have any of the glitz or sparkle of a Blair performance, but paradoxically, that's partly why it seems people like him. I think people were ready after the celebrity and stardust of Blair for somebody who seemed in some ways, yes, dull, but capable, solid, and reliable. And that's partly because people felt that, yes, Blair was a brilliant talker and a wonderful performer and had this really international charisma. But nevertheless, there was this suspicion that he was often spinning and somehow dissembling. And that obviously that's particularly intense over the case for war in Iraq. So the idea of someone who seems just much straighter actually meets the appetite of the British public. It fits the mood they're in. And I think that's partly why he's so far getting plaudits for being so unlike Tony Blair.
A spokesperson for the Prime Minister has said that Gordon Brown will not use the phrase war on terror. Do you have any sense that he's trying to differentiate himself from President Bush?
Very much so. One of Gordon Brown's key objectives is to draw a line under what was, for Tony Blair, a huge negative, and that was Blair's relationship with George W. Bush. I think it's also actually in some ways quite sincere. I don't think he ever bought into the war on terror. It wasn't really a phrase he ever used or was associated with. He may have used it once or twice, but without any enthusiasm. Noticeable, too, the new Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, very bright man, just 41 years old, making a point, I think, of not going to Washington as his first trip outside this country. I think the Blair people always liked to go to Washington first. I don't think he's going to do that, and I don't think Brown's going to do that either. All a way of saying that the Bush-Blair era is over.
Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian newspaper, thank you so much.
My pleasure.